Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Not all love is sexual and not all relationships lead to marriage. This week, I'm looking at three bittersweet dramas about people separated against their will from those they love. There's a teenage girl separated from her nanny, who is also a stand-up comic. A man separated from his biological son, who is also dead. And a dog separated from his best friend, who is also a robot. I Used to Be Funny, written and directed by Ali Pankew. Sam, played by Rachel Sennett, is a stand-up comic in downtown Toronto. She shares an apartment with friends and fellow comics Paige and Philip, played by Sabrina Jalee and Caleb Heron. But Sam can't do her act anymore. She rarely showers, changes her clothes, or eats. She dumped her longtime boyfriend Noah, played by Ennis Esmer, and she quit the day job that used to pay her rent. Now she just sits around all day staring at the wall. Why? Well, obviously she's severely depressed, but she's also recovering from a traumatic, violent episode. Things used to be better. She had a job in the suburbs as a nanny for a troubled 12-year-old girl named Brooke, played by Olga Petza. Brooke's mother was dying in hospital, her aunt had a little free time, and her dad was always busy. He's a cop. But now Brooke has disappeared, and her aunt doesn't even know where to look for her. So when Brooke throws a rock through her window, Sam decides maybe she should join the effort to find the runaway and bring her home. But where is she hiding? Why is she angry at Sam? And what will happen if she finds her? I Used to Be Funny is a bittersweet comedy about a wisecracking nanny and her troubled teenage pupil. Much of the movie takes place within the world of stand-up comedy, so we get to see their very funny routines and backstage banter. But it's also Sam dealing with a not-at-all-funny event. No spoilers here. It co-stars many other Canadian comic actors, including Hoodoo, Hersey, Dan Byrne, and Jason Jones in a rare serious role. Rachel Sennett is excellent as Sam. I Used to Be Funny as a humorous look at depression and assault. Longing, written and directed by Savvy Gabazon. Daniel Block, played by Richard Gere, is a successful businessman and committed bachelor. He enjoys sex, just not commitment or kids. He owns a factory and lives in a luxurious penthouse suite overlooking all of Manhattan. But when a surprise visitor arrives at his door, he's floored by her message. Rachel, played by Suzanne Clément, is a Canadian woman he had a fling with 20 years earlier. She reveals she was pregnant when she returned to Canada all those years ago, later married and raised Alan, his biological son, with another man she married. But Alan died in an accident 2 weeks earlier. So Daniel is floored both by both revelations. And the fact Rachel hasn't come for money or legal action just to tell him the news. So he travels north to Hamilton to attend a memorial and find out more about the son he never knew. And what he found was both frightening and endearing. He talks to the people who played a key role in his son's life and discovers some surprising facts. He was a piano virtuoso. His best friend, played by Wayne Burns, says Alan was a loner, but was also involved in a drug deal. A much younger girl, played by Jessica Clement, was in love with him, but says the feelings were not reciprocal. And his school teacher, Alice, played by Diane Kruger, says he was obsessed with her and painted romantic poems about her all over the school's walls. What was Daniel's son really like, and what can he do to remember and memorialize someone he never knew? Longing is a quirky drama about kinship and death as a father desperately tries to become a belated part of his late son's life. Richard Gere underplays his role, almost to the point of absurdity, but it somehow makes sense within the nature of his character. It's also about the boy's other parents, not just Daniel and Rachel, but other de facto parents, including his stepfather and adopted parents. And it all takes place in a very posh and elegant version of Hamilton. This is a strange movie that sets up a lot of tension-filled revelations, but then attempts to resolve them all using an absurd ceremony. So Longing never blew me away, but it stayed interesting enough all the way through to watch. Do you remember? Robot Dreams, co-written and directed by Pablo Berger. It's the early 1980s in the East Village of New York City. There are tons of people there, but they're not people. They're animals, literally. Bulls and ducks and raccoons and gorillas. Dog, a dog with floppy ears and a pot belly, lives there, alone in an apartment, gazing longingly out the window at happy couples cavorting in the summer sun. Dog plays Pong by himself or eats TV dinners while watching TV. He's bored and lonely with no one to play Pong with or just hang out, until he orders a robot, as advertised on TV, some assembly required, and waits eagerly for it to arrive. He comes, and he's a delight, with tubular arms, a mailbox-shaped trunk, an elongated German helmet shape as a head with round eyes and a happy smile and little flashing lights. They're instant friends, maybe soulmates. They go roller skating in Central Park, take pictures in a photo booth. Feelings grow. Another day, they head out to the beach. There they sunbathe and swim together. A perfect day until the robot finds himself rusted solid just as the beach is closing for the night. And despite Dog's valiant efforts, he is too heavy to drag out of the sand, so he comes back the next day to get him. But the beach is closed for the season, locked up behind a metal fence. And despite repeated tries, Dog can't seem to rescue Robot from his sandy prison. Can Robot survive for a year unmoving in the great outdoors? And will that spark between Robot and Dog still remain in the spring? Robot Dreams is an amazing animated film about friendship and loss. It's called Robot Dreams because much of the film takes place inside the robot's imagination as he lay unmoving on the beach. It's set in the grittiness of 1980s New York with graffiti-filled subways, punks in East Village, breakdancing teens, and Jean-Michel Basquiat. Remember Zootopia, that animated movie where everyone in the world's an animal? A few years ago. Well, Robot Dreams is the flip side of that. Darker, cooler, adult, more Fritz the Cat than Disney or Pixar. There's also no dialogue, but it's anything but silent, with constant music and grunts and quick changing gags and cultural references. But it's also very moving. You can feel the pathos between Dog and Robot. I saw this movie cold without any description or research, and it wasn't until afterwards that I realized it's by Pablo Berger, the same Spanish director who more than a decade ago made the equally amazing Blanca Nieves, a silent black and white version of Snow White as a Toreador, another movie I loved. The man's a genius. I totally love Robot Dreams. I used to be funny. Longing and Robot Dreams all open theatrically this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.